As a young man, Padre Pio found himself amidst the outbreak of the First World War, and in 1915, he was called to join the army. In today's video, we delve into his letters from this period, uncovering not only his thoughts and feelings, but also his unique perspective on the spiritual significance of the ongoing war. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, we encounter Padre Pio's letters written shortly before joining the army. Now, I find these letters particularly interesting because they provide a glimpse into his bravery, patriotic love, and unwavering faith that, in the end, God will make the best out of a terrible situation. This is something we should all earnestly pray for, especially considering the wars happening right now as I speak. So let's dive right in and hear what Padre Pio had to say. In 1914, the flames of the First World War erupted in Europe. Concerned about the unfolding situation, Father Benedetto, Padre Pio's close friend and spiritual director, wrote him a letter seeking his perspective. More specifically, he wanted to know if Padre Pio could foresee how the events would unfold. However, Padre Pio's response did not offer much comfort. He replied, "Let us pray with confidence to the Heavenly Father for a good outcome, as the situation is deteriorating significantly. And if God does not provide a remedy, the outcome will be terrible." Now, of course, this was not the end of their correspondence regarding the war. "The horrors of war deeply disturbed me," Padre Pio wrote on May 27, 1915 to Father Benedetto. "My soul is assaulted by extreme desolation. Although I have prepared myself, it has not prevented my soul from being consumed by terror and desolation." However, in the midst of the prevailing darkness, Padre Pio reveals a glimmer of hope. "It is true that this war will serve as a purifying force for our Italy and for the Church of God. It will awaken faith in the Italian heart that was hidden and almost asleep, suffocated by sickly desires. It will make wonderful flowers blossom in the Church of God from a nearly deserted and dry land. But, my God, before this happens, what a harsh trial is reserved for us. We must go through a whole night shrouded in the densest darkness. Our homeland has never experienced a night like this before." 4 days later, on May 31st, Padre Pio sent a patriotic letter to his close friend, Father Agostino, expressing his willingness to join the army if called. "The time we are all going through is serious. So far, we have remained distant from the painful war that has been fought for almost a year now. We are all called to fulfill the painful duty represented by the war, by the one who, in these serious moments, represents the constituted authority and governs the fate of our homeland. We must all fulfill our duty according to our strengths." He then continues, "If the homeland calls us, we must obey its voice. If this call imposes harsh trials on us, let us accept them with courage." So as we can see in these letters, Padre Pio was not at all pleased with the situation. In fact, he was terrified. Yet, he does not show any hint of self-pity. On the contrary, despite his concerns and fears, he remains brave and loyal to his country. In another letter dated November 4th, 1915, Padre Pio expressed, "It is 2 days before my departure. I feel a great inner strength. I have no idea about what is going to happen to me. Jesus wants to keep me in the dark on this matter. I find little or no humanity in the military doctors, especially in my district. My sickness is quite evident and known to all, but I fear that a painful surprise is waiting for me. I hope that the most merciful God averts this lightning from my head." Now, if you're curious about what happened to Padre Pio shortly after joining the army, I recommend watching a video I made titled "Padre Pio and a Bishop's Visit to See the Devil." It's quite an interesting story. You'll find a link in the description below. In conclusion, despite expressing the profound disturbance caused by the horrors of war, Padre Pio sees a silver lining. In his eyes, the conflict serves as a purifying force, awakening faith and bringing about positive change within the hearts of people. It is a perspective we can draw inspiration from, especially during these times of war. However, it is essential to remember the warnings given by Our Lady of Fatima, who spoke of war as a punishment for sin. Additionally, Saint Augustine's teachings on the punishment of nations remind us that the consequences of sin are felt here on earth because nations do not have an afterlife. This profound insight calls us to examine our actions collectively and individually. So as we seek an end to these wars, let us also reflect on the importance of repentance, both individually and collectively, in the hope of fostering lasting peace. May Padre Pio and Our Lady pray for us and for the end of these wars. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.